The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I refer you to Newt Gingrich's latest book. It's called Real Change, The Fight for America's Future. And what's very compelling is the thoughtful intelligence and well-written reviews about this timely book. Many of the following words here were from one of the reviews of the book with my personal additions inserted into it. This is one of the best books written that documents, counters, and lays out a clear path to true, innovative, intelligent democracy in clear contrast to the Obama business-as-usual liberal Democrat Washington partisan cronies. Clearly, Democrat has nothing to do with democracy. Thomas Jefferson would vomit in his grave if he saw what his Democrat Republican Party has become. We gave the Democrats one more chance. After 16 years of innovative, intelligent, conservative management, and they have failed within only 6 months in office and have caused half a century of damage in that time in an attempted power grab with our money, like $3 billion put aside for Acorn et al., the corrupt organization which paid many street people in Chicago and adjoining states to vote early numerous times last summer before the election, and these people were paid each time. Well, I guess we misjudged the Democratic self-indulgent, self-interest, and self-egocentric tone of national management. Democrats do not serve their constituencies well. They clearly serve only themselves. About universal health care, most Americans do not want it. There are other sensible and practical ways to help those without health insurance, but Obama will try to ram this one down our throats anyhow, just for one reason, power. It is not enough for him to be president. He would like to be dictator. After that, it will be time for the Democrats to ban guns and assault our Second Amendment. It's almost impossible now to find ammunition. Many modern Democrats are truly a separate, mean-spirited breed, like Barney Frank, Chris Dodd, Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, etc., etc., etc. Isn't it long past time for term limits? Power for too long is really toxic and corrupt. And again about health care, I repeat, why can't we all have the same excellent health care program which our Congress and administration enjoy without a public option? Any reason why that shouldn't happen? They would be appalled if they got stuck with what they are proposing for the rest of us. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.